Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, the U.S. is advancing to the next round of the World Cup thanks to a 1-0 win over Iran in a match that just ended. The match was built up mostly because of the politics surrounding it. Iran very upset over a social media post from the U.S. Soccer Federation. And of course, there have been recent protests in Iran that the Iranian government has said were stirred up by the U.S. Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a former State Department Middle East analyst and CNN Global Affairs analyst. Thank you so much for joining us. So by all appearances, this is bigger than just a soccer match. So will the U.S. victory reverberate in the political arena as well in Iran, or will this upset Iran more? Will this cause more problems?
You know, I have to say, right now, having watched this and rooting for the U.S. team, I'm reminded of George Orwell's quote, writing about a Russian visiting soccer team to Great Britain in 1945. Orwell said that sports is war minus the shooting. And clearly, in the hyper-nationalist environment of international soccer, with team loyalties, government-sponsored programs, it takes on an added significance. But I have to say, right now, given what's happening in the streets of Tehran, I think just a moment of empathy for an Iranian soccer team that clearly, refused to buy the regime's wholesale propaganda. Whether there were divisions within the team, why they didn't sing the Iranian national anthem and then seemed to mouth it quietly, I think this team is under tremendous pressure. The U.S. is going on. Whether or not we beat the Netherlands, these guys will come home as heroes. The Iranian team is going back to a repressive regime, to a volatile situation where their families have clearly been threatened and pressured. Their loss and their refusal to, buy on to the wholesale propaganda of the regime, I think, is going to cost these young men plenty. So I think by and large, the Iranian equation, this victory may add a little insult to injury, but the broader forces that are now in train, a repressive regime trying to stem the tide of demonstrations that are now in their 11th week, an Iranian regime that is continuing to gin up its nuclear program, and no prospects of an agreement to control it. All of this is going to rapidly move from the field of sports to real, I'm afraid, real international conflict.
Well, as you mentioned, the players taking a stand during the national anthem in that first game, but I can't help but harken back to that pre-game interview session yesterday involving the Team USA head coach and the team's captain when they were bombarded by questions from members of the Iran media. And I guess I'm drawing a bit of a parallel here between what we saw from the players in defiance and what we saw from the media, and I don't know if you saw it or not or heard about it, but they really went after both the coach and the team captain from Team USA with political questions. Your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's, again, sports, Orwell was probably right. Sports is politics and war by other means. And I think those questions were obviously questions that were designed to further Iran's national objectives and basically to embarrass the American side. All of this, however, I think, is going to rapidly fade. Within a week or so, it'll be soccer. And then, as I suggested to you, the real problem between Iran and the United States is the impending conflict over a nuclear issue. And I think in the end, that's what we're going to end up focusing on.
With their loss to a Team USA, they needed a win or a draw, the Iranian team. With their loss, they're now out of the tournament. Do you see any consequences for the Iranian players when they head back to their home country? David, can you hear us? We appear to have lost you.
Yeah,
can you hear us?
I'm sorry. I would not underestimate the repressive powers of this regime or their willingness to use these young men, make an example of them. I mean, I think it's impossible to say. I hope and I pray that these young men don't suffer the consequences for their loss or for obviously their conflicted views about how to behave in the international forum. Hundreds of thousands of young men and women, their compatriots, are repressed by a very cruel and authoritative regime.
Okay. Aaron David Miller, thank you for your time. Aaron David Miller, he's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a former State Department Middle East analyst, and currently a CNN Global Affairs analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.